managed workspaces has had an evolution in India where it's transitioned from business centers to co-working to finally what is now managed workspaces. When you have a managed workspace provider doing all of that plus offering all the services to us, and yet they are more flexible, keeps my employees more happy, and all of this is cheaper, that makes this a fairly winning proposition. But by offering a lot of shared amenities like creche, sport zone, amphitheater, makes it very attractive for any occupier who is looking to get back his employees to work, a very, very attractive destination. It leads to hyper-specialization, which we are able to bring on the table, and we are able to really take their feedback to make this experience hassle-free for them, as well as ensure that it's a very congenial environment for their employees.
Hello and welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, and businesses that are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as their mission. While they're ruthless in their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. They allow principles to take precedence over ad hocism. For them, profitability is as important as scale, creating and leading new categories and innovations. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, agonies and ecstasies, and of course, the little joys of business and life. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial journeys. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms. For this episode, I am delighted to have Harsh Binani, the co-founder of SmartWorks, India's largest provider of managed and flexible office spaces to enterprises. With over 7 years of experience in management consulting and real estate, he has previously worked with the world's premier consulting firm, McKinsey, in Chicago. During his 5 years with McKinsey, he focused on strategy and operational topics across healthcare, infrastructure, and insurance. At SmartWorks, he drives finance, overall strategic roadmap of the company, and new business ventures. Harsh is an alumnus of Northwestern University, Kellogg School of Management, US, with an MBA degree in entrepreneurial studies, and an economics graduate from Shriram College of Commerce, University of Delhi. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Harsh.
Thank you, Gaurav. Pleasure to be here on the show and look forward to share our journey.
Okay, Harsh, just for the benefit of our listeners and also my own understanding, what is the reason behind the growing popularity of managed office spaces in India? Harsh?
Gaurav, managed workspaces have become a new way of life in India, especially in a post-COVID environment. Workplace dynamics have evolved, and today, happy to share with you, flex space has become one of the largest growth drivers of the overall commercial office space segment. Managed workspaces has had an evolution in India where it's transitioned from business centers to co-working to finally what is now managed workspaces. And as large global occupiers today focus on increasing their footprint with regards to their office space, they also recognize the need for having more fluidity and flexibility in their workplace needs. And managed workspaces, which essentially takes care of their entire requirement end to end, whether it's designing their office, to doing the fit outs, to providing office services that you require on a day-to-day term, all of that is bundled with significant tech offerings. And that, if offered on flexible terms, cheaper than if you were to do it yourself, and at the end of it, making your employees more happy and productive in a setup such as managed workspace, all of that makes a very, very powerful combo to make this a very attractive value proposition for any enterprise occupier today. And what demonetization in some form and shape did to the fintech space, COVID has acted as a major vaccine booster to ensure that flex space now becomes mainstream. And today, if anyone thinks about creating their own office space, one of the first thought that comes to their mind, why should we even do that when you have a managed workspace provider doing all of that, plus offering all the services to us, and yet they are more flexible, keeps my employees more happy, and all of this is cheaper. That makes this a fairly winning proposition. And today, more than 25% of the overall commercial office space leasing is done by flex space, managed space operators. And happy to share with you that SmartWorks alone did more than 10% of India's total leasing last year. And we know that this is the future, and we will continue expanding and growing our footprint.
Thank you, Harsh, for those insights and also, you know, detailing the perspective and how this has played out for the co-working space. But I have a counterintuitive question. You said that the pandemic, what demonetization did to the fintech space, the pandemic has done to the co-working space industry in India. But my question is a little counterintuitive. Pandemic also forced people to work from home, and hybrid or work from home or remote working is now mainstream. Hasn't that affected a business? Because previously clients that would have occupied large spaces in your premises would have had vacated, because hybrid working has become much more efficient and productivity gains have also set in. Harsh?
Sure, Gaurav. No, that's a great question. And in fact, on a lighter note, whether you work for 1 day or 3 day or no day, you still need office space. So in fact, that has triggered a bigger requirement for office spaces than ever before, because the India economy continues being extremely strong. Let me today use another analogy for you. I love the sport of cricket, and the conventional form of leasing has always been in existence for several years now. And that I would equate to test cricket format, right? Which will continue being very prominent, continue being in vogue. But you are now starting to see a lot of action drift towards T20, which is a more unique, shorter format, packaged well, more suited to today's requirement. And that would exactly be a parallel for the managed workspaces. And particularly what has happened in a post-COVID environment is that every occupier is really baking in the uncertainty which COVID has also brought with it. And keeping in mind the uncertainty, one always aspires for having more flexibility. And obviously, if you are now moving towards a hub and spoke model, you're also looking at more flexibility. The traditional office space, which generally is more expensive, non-flexible, and requires a longer term commitment, does not necessarily resonate very well with the changed workplace dynamics. A managed workplace takes care of not only these concerns, but by offering a lot of shared amenities like creche, sports zone, amphitheater, makes it very attractive for any occupier who is looking to get back his employees to work, a very, very attractive destination. And on top of that, obviously, if today you're integrating technology in a very hybrid format where we bring aspects such as IoT-enabled meeting rooms, app-driven access management, booking your seats as to when you need it rather than every day, all of these combination makes it a very, very attractive value proposition. And there is a world today where both of these formats can coexist. But if you were to look at the data in the last 2 years or so, you're obviously seeing a lot of wind drift towards managed workspaces, and they will continue to increase their share in the overall office space segment, Gaurav.
You know, you talked about bringing in IoT and AI and other big data into office managed workspaces, which is very interesting to learn. And also it's bringing in more efficiencies. But I just wanted to understand the economics of the business model from an unit economics point of view, just to understand your current scale of operations and how you're going to grow. What is the number of seats that are currently available that you are managing, both in number of seats as well as in terms of the square feet area, if you can tell me that, and what is the plan ahead?
Gaurav, it's a very exciting phase of development for SmartWorks today, while the company was growing 2x prior to COVID, COVID obviously brought with its own set of challenges, made us pivot, but happy to share with you that in spite of a much larger base today, we are actually at a higher growth level than even COVID, in spite of the high base. So today, the company stands as by far the largest player in the segment. We have fairly ambitious plans to add another 3 million square foot by the end of this financial year. Today's footprint roughly would translate into 150,000 seats. And on a go-forward basis, in the next 4 years, the company plans to increase its footprint to more than 30 million square foot. And there is a lot of growth opportunities lying ahead for the company, thanks to its more than 550 plus large clients. Primary of them would be Forbes 2000 companies and global MNCs.
You know, there's also a lot of talk about employee well-being and how managed offices of co-working spaces. And, you know, have you picked up any feedback from any of your clients, existing or prospective, on whether managed workspaces, offices actually increase productivity, or does it have an impact on productivity? And also culturally also, what is the feedback that you're picking up from your clients?
Gaurav, absolutely. One of the major value additions of any flex workspace, and particularly the format of campus that is very unique to SmartWorks, where we add a lot of world-class amenities like sports zone, creche, amphitheater, food court. All of this adds up to make it a very, very compelling value proposition where an employee can feel de-stressed and more happy and productive. There have been multiple studies done in India and overseas which speaks very eloquently about the fact that a quality workplace design can lead to a very less stressful and more productive atmosphere. It is very essential today for employers to take the physical work environment of employees into consideration. In fact, in a very recent survey, an overwhelming number of workers spoke about the fact that they want their current employers to offer very healthy workplace benefits, right from wellness rooms to healthy lunch options, ergonomic setting. And therefore, in fact, during COVID, where there was a lot of work from home trend, which a lot of occupiers wanted to reverse and start attracting their employees to come back, one of the major aspects which drove this adoption was the fact that any workplace which has a lot of great workplace amenities was a major trigger for employees to get over the monotony of working from home and really coming and embracing the workplace. And going forward as well, this will continue being a very primary requirement of any employee when he chooses their employer, that what are the workplace benefits that I would actually get? Because as I said, it is no longer about work. It's also about a way of life, as any employee thinks about his workplace decision, Gaurav.
You know, from a client's point of view, or from an enterprise's point of view, what are the factors enterprises are considering when prioritizing the office experience for their employees? That is one. And a related question as a supplementary is, of course, from their economics point of view, what are they gaining in terms of cost savings? If they were to run a similar office space, to what extent are you giving them cost savings, Harsh?
Gaurav, it is a very Indian DNA question, right? That at the end of it, you want a great experience. You want flexibility. But as they say, when you joke about Maruti, right, what's the mileage? It is a no-brainer that a flex-based solution such as ours has to be more cost efficient than if the occupier were to do it themselves. And that, in fact, has been at the heart of how SmartWorks has been able to scale up so quickly in such a short period of time, that not only we end up being more cost efficient, we also end up being more flexible for any occupier. And on top of it, it does not require any capex investment from an employer. And at the same time, their employees feel more happy and productive in a setup like this. So when you talk about the fact that today, if you were to compare, let's say, the growth engine of IT industry in India, what really led to the boom of IT industry? Obviously, there were several factors, but one aspect which really stood out was that a lot of large US companies who were spending very heavily on IT realized that insourcing all of their IT spend was not only making it a more expensive proposition, but they were also being deprived of the benefit of specialization. So today, when an IT outsourcing company like a TCS or an Infosys takes a sales pitch to the end user, not only are they talking about the benefits of cost savings, but they are also talking about the benefit of hyper specialization that they are able to bring on the table. And that, in fact, has been one of the key pillars driving SmartWorks growth, is that not only are we able to bring the benefits of cost savings and flexibility, but we are able to also demonstrate to the end occupier the benefits of outsourcing. It leads to hyper specialization, which we are able to bring on the table, and we are able to really take their feedback to make this experience hassle-free for them, as well as ensure that it's a very congenial environment for their employees. And as we increase our scale, the specialization benefits will continue happening. So the narrative that we are trying to change is that whenever anyone thinks about creating or making their new office space, the first question that should come to your mind is, should I even do it myself when someone else can do it in a more specialized, cost-effective, and better manner than what we could have done ourselves? Gaurav?
What does the future look like for managed office spaces and predictions for the next 5 years? Harsh?
The future is as promising as it was the last 2 years, if that has any indication. The India party has just only begun. Commercial office space was doing extremely well in the last decade. But as Morgan Stanley rightly put it out in their report, India is fast becoming an office to the world. And if India becomes an office to the world, and we are strong believers in the India story, flex space will be at the center of a lot of action. And we will see multifold growth in the space. What was almost 0% in 2017 of the total office space today stands at a healthy 6%. And there are multiple reports that have come out which indicate that this will continue growing. And I will not be surprised that in a 5 to 7 year time frame, flex space might even become more than 20-25% of the overall office space segment. And that will create massive opportunities for the largest players in the segment to continue growing. Today, our footprint is more than 8 million square foot spread across 13 cities. And we have ambitious plans to scale this up in the next 5 years to more than 30 million square foot. And we see the overall segment to grow to more than 175 to 200 million square foot in the next 5 to 7 years as well.
Harsh, you said that over the next 5 years, about 25% of all office spaces will be in the managed workspace. How much is it now?
Today, it is about 6 to 7%. And obviously, the numbers in future are prediction. But the way the business is scaling up and growing right now, we will not be surprised if this number will be more than 20 to 25% in the next 5 to 7 years.
And from your point of view, to what extent are costs rising? That is one for lease spaces. So to say from now, between now and say 2028 or 2030, to what extent do you expect lease prices to go up so far as you are concerned? And two, new slivers of growth in the tier two cities that you are seeing from a demand point of view, where probably you'd like to create more supplies. Harsh?
Gaurav, the workplace trends in terms of leasing has always seen a consistent trend where you see an escalation of 5% annually. But what has interestingly happened in the last 2 years is because the India growth story has led to a lot of demand for office space. Suddenly, there has been a shortage of high quality workspaces. And therefore, the rents have gone up more than the average trend. And there will be pockets where you will continue seeing growth higher than the average of 5%. SmartWorks growth story has been largely driven by our concentration in tier one cities, particularly the cities of Bangalore, Pune, Chennai, Hyderabad, Gurgaon, and Noida. We will continue seeing a lot of growth in these cities because they form a very large part of the base of India's total supply. However, one of the twin engines which has led to a growth, while not in volume, but more in terms of footprint, has suddenly been the emergence of tier two cities. And today, happy to share with you that we have presence in Jaipur, Indore, Coimbatore, Kochi, Ahmedabad. And we expect that this trend will continue in the next few years, because COVID has also now made a lot of employers realize the importance of tier two, because a lot of employees want to continue operating out of their hometowns. And a lot of infrastructure growth that we've seen in the last 10 years has suddenly made tier two cities also a very attractive choice for a lot of employers because of its infrastructure and also because of lower cost of operations. So from that perspective, the volume play will continue being the tier one cities, which I mentioned to you, along with obviously the fact that your regulars like Mumbai, Delhi will also continue seeing the growth. But tier two will also drive a lot of growth because it starts with a low base. However, I'll be very candid that the base in tier two is still very low, and it will take some time for the base to really grow to make it a very, very large relevant play compared to a tier one.
Thank you, Harsh, for these deep insights and also taking the time out to drop by for this conversation and share your perspective on a wide range of issues. Thank you for joining and becoming part of Unusual Suspects. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gaurav, for the time and for sharing your very interesting questions. I hope this will be of a lot of insight and relevance to your listeners as well. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Gaurav.